Shabbos, Perchov, Gimel, Mishneh, Hey. Osin, Kol Tzarche Ames. Lo Leinu, a person is allowed to do all the Tzarche Ames on Shabbos. They're a Mekel, because the Kvayt Ames. Sachun, Madichin, Oso. Uvavachli, Azizabo, Ever. So one is allowed to smear, anoint, that it shouldn't decay, and also to wash off, same reason, as long as you do not move an Ever. Because the mace is mukta, one is allowed to touch things that are mukta, one is not allowed to move things that are mukta. So an aver is the minimal amount of the body that one is not allowed to move, therefore, one has to be careful not to do so. There are exceptions of mukta that you're not allowed to even touch, the Rav explains, like for example, an egg, a beitza, let's say that's nolda b'Shabbos or b'yontiv, one is not allowed to even touch an egg, because just by touching an egg, it's so light that you're going to inevitably move it, so therefore it's also to touch. Mishnah continues, Shemtin es akar mitachtav. Also for the tzarech of the mace, on Shabbos, one is allowed to pull out the pillow or cushion from underneath, umatilin oso alachol, b'shvil shayamtin. And one is therefore, by pulling it out, it would make the mace go onto the sand, onto the ground. B'shvil shayamtin, the way the Rav learns yamtin means it should decay slower. It shouldn't quickly decay, because for some reason, it seems that linen and pillows and things like that, they're warmer than the sand, and they will make it decay quicker. So you're allowed to pull it off of that on Shabbos. Now, there are other things the Rav explains that is mutter to do on Shabbos. The Mishnah doesn't discuss. So, for example, opening up certain holes of a human and also plugging by the head, let's say the nose and the mouth, they're plugged that the air shouldn't go inside and swell the body. So all these things are mutter to do on Shabbos. Mishnah continues. Karshinus alechi. One is allowed to tie the jaw because the jaw would inevitably keep opening. So they would tie it that it shouldn't keep opening. Lo shiyale, not to tie it shut, that you would raise the jaw upwards and tie it to the rest of the head. Elisha Yosef, it shouldn't continue to open. And then agav, nothing to do with dead bodies. V'chein kor shenishpura, a beam that broke. Soimchin osa besaf solo baruchas amita. One is allowed to support it with a bench or a board of a bed, the side long boards of the beds. Lo shetale, not that the pillar should go back and go back into the roof. And be fixed like this, because that's bona, that it shouldn't continue to break or fall to the ground. So therefore, you're allowed to move a bench or whatever for that. One is not allowed to close the eyelids of a dead body on Shabbos. This is even after the person passes away, because that's moving an aver. It's muksa. One's not allowed to move an aver. And not even during the week, while a person is dying. If a person, let's say, lo aleinu, is very close to dying, and then somebody goes and closes his eyelids, any movement that's done to a person that's dying, lo aleinu, brings misa quicker, sooner. And therefore, any person that brings misa sooner, he's a reitzeach, and he spilled his blood. Therefore, one has to be very careful. We should know from this not to touch anybody that's in that state, because he could then be mikarav misasoi.